Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. Today, the 23rd day of blessed month of Kiyak, may God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my fathers, my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 1040 BC, the king and the great prophet David, the son of Jesse, departed. He was the second king of Israel. He was from the tribe of Judah, from the village of the Bethlehem. God chose him a king over the children of Israel, a successor to Saul, the son of Kish, who deviated from the straight path God commanded the prophet Samuel to go to Bethlehem to anoint David the king of Israel. God was with him in all his ways. For his purity of heart and his meekness, he saved him from the hands of the Saul, who wanted to kill him on several occasions. King David was ordained with many other virtues, as humility and perpetual prayers. God praised him in saying, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. He is the author of the book of the Psalms, which is full of useful and deeply spiritual teachings, and many prophesies about the Lord Jesus Christ. David's might and power were supported by the God of heaven when he was young and while tending to his father's sheep. A bear and a lion attacked him, his sheep, and David killed both the bear and the lion. When the army of the Israel faced the army of the Philistines, Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, and was armed by many arms, defeated the army of Israel for 40 days. No one dared to go down to fight him. When David came on day to visit and see his brothers, there he saw and heard Goliath defying the people of Israel. David became jealous and with a divine jealousy and took permission from the king Saul. He came forward to face Goliath, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and his sling was in his hand. David said to Goliath, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defeated. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. David took out a stone and he slung it to, and he struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank in the forehead and he fell on his face to the ground. David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and cut off his head and removed the reproach of Israel. After the death of Saul, David took over the affairs of the kingdom and he reigned over Israel for 40 years. He relocated the Ark of God from Shiloh to the city of David, Jerusalem. David lived for 70 years, and when he finished his good and over, departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the struggling Saint Timothy, the anchorite, departed. He was born of 2 Christian parents who educated and raised him according to the church disciplines. When he became a young man, he desired the monastic life. He became a monk in one of the monasteries. He loved the solitary life, so he lived in a cell alone near the monastery. He lived there for some time, making a living from the work of his hands. The devil tried to deceive Saint Timothy by sending him a woman to buy his handwork. Because of her frequent visits, a special relationship developed between them, then sat to eat together at one table. After a short time, the saint realized the trick of the devil to make him fall into sin. He remembered the hour of death and the dreadful judgment. Immediately, he arose and fled away from that place. God guided him to another place with a spring of water, and beside it a palm tree. He dwelt there, persevering in his worship and asceticism. He reached a high level of spirituality. The wild beasts came to him and became his friends. This continued on the 30 years, and when he finished his good strife, departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh, vide puronem pie profitisa exeios abatimus theos spiae